Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Lawrence Holmes live from Chicago, middays noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Let's go now. You fire the first shot. Let's go, man.
Jason Leisure.
I'm here in the studio at The Score. This is a very, very special honor for you.
Bears writer for the Chicago Sun-Times.
I don't really like doing the radio, man.
Yes.
I don't like doing sports radio like the typical. That's why I've wanted to be on your show, because your show is, what's the word for it? Interesting.
Jason Leisure, host of the Sports Adjacent podcast. His takes will leave you speechless.
Imagine you want to go for a run. It takes everything you've got to stagger to the finish line of 16 miles. And now I'm going to say 217. 16 is too many. And now they're adding one.
Jason Leisure with Lawrence Holmes on 670 The Score.
We talk with Jason Leisure usually on Thursdays, but obviously we are not going to be here. He covers the Bears for the Chicago Sun-Times. He joins me on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline. Circa Resort and Casino out in Las Vegas has the best and the biggest sports book. If you're going to Vegas, you should go and hang out there. Jason Leisure now joins me from Detroit here on The Score. Hello, sir.
Hello, Lawrence. Slow news week, huh?
Yeah, it would seem like you haven't had anything to do at all this week. For the uninitiated, for those who don't get an opportunity to be in the room, and I think that you're one of the best in the business at being in the room and asking the tough questions. You were ready to go yesterday when Matt Nagy got to the podium. What was yesterday like?
Oh, chaotic, dysfunctional, awkward, just a bad situation made far worse by how poorly it was handled. I mean, just the textbook example of what not to do when you have this kind of fire raging outside the building.
What would you have liked for them to have done yesterday? What would have made sense to you?
Yeah, that's complicated. That depends what the truth is. I don't know that any of us know what the actual truth is. But if it's really not true that they're going, if they really aren't going to fire Matt Nagy Thursday night or Friday, then how could you not come out and squash the story with a definitive statement that says, this isn't happening. He's our coach for the rest of the season. We're going to make decisions after that. The reason that you or send somebody down, send McCaskey or Pace down to clarify that, or even, you know, this wouldn't be my preferred option, but even leak it in a way that's very clear to a recognized news outlet that says this isn't happening. But the problem, Lawrence, is you can't do any one of those three things if this is true or partially true. If you really are planning, and maybe they didn't tell Matt Nagy. He seems genuine when he said that this is not accurate. And when he's saying it's not accurate, the one part of it that he would definitely know whether it's accurate is whether or not they actually told him on Monday that this was happening. If this is true or partially true that you're going to fire him soon and not at the end of the season, you can't do any of those things. You can't come down and get, you can't put out some press release that is concrete about you're not going to do this and then turn around and do it a few days later. You can't come down if you're Pace or McCaskey and open yourself up to being asked a million questions that you're going to have to lie about a lot because you're going to do this. And you can't make a fool of someone in the media, some reporter, by leaking to them that this isn't happening and then it does. So it opens up all these possibilities of this being true, or at least to a degree true.
Yeah, and you wrote something I thought was really interesting in the Sun Times, where you were talking about the problem is that the person that you have at the podium, he also isn't always truthful. So it becomes difficult to figure right. out what is true. So can you kind of like walk me through some of this on why Nagy himself lacks some credibility when we listen to him talk about this story?
Yeah, we're weighing the credibility of Matt Nagy versus Patch.com, and it's a push. And Matt Nagy has not always been has often not been forthcoming with true answers. And he's also does a lot of redirecting and dodging. He does a lot of steering over to some talking points rather than answering a question. I mean, there's just like when he said for how many days this week, just this week, this is just the most recent example. So how many days this week was he saying, oh, I don't know the severity of Justin Fields' injury. Really? Like, this is out in the details of this are out in the national media, and you're going to come in here and say you don't know? Come on, man. I mean, you're not always getting the truth at that podium, and you don't always get the truth at any podium. That's part of the deal. Like, it doesn't make Matt Nagy immoral or a bad guy. Like, lying is part of press conferences in sports. Coaches are going to lie. That happens. I don't take that personally. But I also am not going to just then sit there and assume you're being truthful. That's not the starting point on these conversations for me.
I was really surprised that a simple statement, like you were saying earlier, wasn't just put out there. And I'm not I think you worked through like all of the scenarios that they should be looking at as how to go about crisis yeah. management. And I get that there's there's a danger, and someone from another team hit me up yesterday who works in PR and said we wouldn't have responded to that report. And I get that if it's Jason Leisure reporting it, if it's Brad Biggs who's reporting it, they may have been more apt to mm-hmm. respond to it. But I feel like mm-hmm. that this at least rose to, you don't have to set precedent and respond to everything that might be on the internet. But I felt like this rose to the level of, we should say something, and we definitely shouldn't allow Chris Tabor to be the first person from the organization to speak on this.
He was very irritated, by the way. And I hope his annoyance is directed at the right people, at the people that sent him out there at 10:30 in the morning before Nagy, that let that happen, or 10 or 11 a.m., whatever it was. I mean, come on, man. You know those questions are coming in. Anyway, to your point, I'm not trying to denigrate anything about this report. The media outlet and the reporter who reported it are not mainstream media. They're not sports media. They're not on the Bears. And to be completely frank with you, I had never heard of the outlet or the reporter before this report. That doesn't make it not credible. It could be credible. But to your point, you can't just dismiss this and be like, oh, this is some small or obscure media outlet and it's not a sports writer. You can't, once it bubbles to the point where this took over Chicago yesterday morning and your head coach is getting flooded with questions, and you get into this whole disaster, just clumsy, circus-like day that starts with your special teams coordinator fighting off questions about this, goes to your coach, who, if you believe him, wasn't expecting this, because he would say, tell you that he did not get this message from the Bears on Monday. And then you follow that, Lawrence, with more assistants, more coordinators, and players just trying to navigate these questions the best they can. I mean, this has clearly risen to the level, no matter where it started, with Twitter, the internet, sports radio, and then questions being asked in the press conference. This has clearly risen to the level that if it's not true, you need to snuff it out for the sake of your own reputation and for the sake of not putting all of these employees of yours in terrible positions.
What was it like talking to the players about this yesterday?
Just awkward and clunky. Like, hey, you guys think Nagy's going to get fired? Like, they don't know. Or if they do know, they're not going to say. I mean, just a total clown show of a day there.
So how do they go about – I mean, look, we can get through tomorrow's game and then we, I guess, wait until Monday for proof of the veracity of the report. By the way, and I've said this on the show since yesterday, I haven't been able to independently confirm it. What I will say I would not be surprised if someone in power talked to Mark Konkle and maybe said some of this stuff. What I'm having a problem with is I'm not sure that person has enough power to make that thing come true and perhaps wasn't authorized to speak that definitively on the matter. To me, it now is it's a matter of we're talking about hours or days versus weeks on when Matt Nagy gets fired, but he is going to get fired.
Right.
And I don't know if it matters. You're in more NFL circles than I am. Does it matter to anyone outside the building that the Bears look clownish and that they look clownish as an organization for a long time?
Yeah. If you had options, if you were an accomplished executive or a coach or coordinator, and you had options of different teams you could go work for, you would absolutely take into account the totality of the dysfunction of Halas Hall. And you would say, you know, unless your other choices are like the Jaguars and the Raiders, you know, but if you have an offer from, let's say, Lawrence, like the Buccaneers in one hand and an offer from the Bears in the other, I think you're going to want to keep your distance from that Bears job. So, yeah, I think it matters. I think it's going to make it tough for them to make the hires they need to make. And but it's true. Like none of this is overblown or made up. This is all stuff. If I had a friend considering a job there, I would tell him, really think hard about this.
From what you've been able to figure out in your few years on the beat now, what do you think is – how would you describe how the Bears operate?
Weird. That'd be my word. It just would be weird. And that was my first reason to think that report was plausible, because it would be just the weirdest way you could fire a coach. And, of course, whatever is the weird way that doesn't make sense to anybody else is the way the Bears would do it, with a pre-firing 4 days in advance, and then in all of their best effort for some kind of clandestine act, they can't even keep it a secret for 24 hours. So hypothetically, if that report was totally true, it would be fitting with the other puzzle pieces to me. But even from the beginning, in order to do that, Lawrence, they would be breaking from a really weird way of doing business, having this policy that I'm not really sure what sense it makes, that you don't fire a coach during the season. By the way, my grandfather called me like a couple of weeks ago, and he kind of only follows this like from a distance. And he's like, hey, so are they going to fire Nagy? And I had explained to him this whole thing about how they don't fire coaches midseason. And he sits there for a second, and he's like, but they do fire players during the season, don't they? Oh, yeah, that's not a bad point.
It's an excellent point. They do quite often, every week, actually. They fire
every week. Every week, no problem doing that. But if it's the coach, for some reason, we can't.
I think that it's an antiquated it's an antiquated way to show stability. That if they were to fire Matt Nagy or any coach during a season, that it would somehow reflect on them that the Bears as an organization aren't stable. And my retort to them would be, everything that you all do publicly is a reflection of the instability of your organization.
Yes.
And there is a lack of belief by your fan base that you know what you're doing. And I imagine, I haven't quite talked to enough people to really give an opinion on it, but I imagine there are a lot of people around the NFL that go, yeah, that's not a great stable franchise. It's being run in 1920 football drive.
Yeah, I think that stability for stability's sake doesn't indicate that you're well run. I mean, Mark, you want to let Mark Trussman coach for 15 years? That's a lot different than Mike Tomlin coaching for 15 years in Pittsburgh. Stability is great when you're certain you have the right people. It's counterproductive when you don't have the right people. And when you sit here and say, we know we need to do this. This is absolutely necessary, but we're going to delay it. If you need to do something eventually, inevitably, then you should do it immediately, in my opinion. Don't waste anybody's time, anyone.
You're a really good reporter. I consider you one of my best friends, and partially because I find you to be a moral man. Is it okay to have sympathy for Matt Nagy in the way that this has been packaged?
Yes, it is. And as a person, like, I would tell you about Matt Nagy, that guy has been nothing but nice and classy and respectful in all my dealings with him. And you know that I have irritated him. And yet that's how he's treated me. So I have a lot of respect for him as a person. But there are some elements of this that people need to understand are not comparable to normal jobs like you and I have. Saying that a team should fire a coach is not the same as wanting the cashier that was rude to you at Target fired. That getting fired is not the same in this world. It's a totally different thing. And even like, they're like, oh, how could they be so heartless to fire him on Thanksgiving? I hear you, but Thanksgiving is just another work day here. The Bulls fire coaches on Christmas. I mean, it's just another work day. They're playing the game on Thursday. So it's really just another business day where you need to conduct your business. And if your business that you got to do on that particular day is get a new coach, you know, get him out, then it doesn't really matter that it's Thanksgiving or New Year's Day or Labor Day or Boxing Day or whatever. Where I really felt bad for him and it kind of turned my stomach was that this experience that he had at the high school game. And these are high school kids, and high school kids, you know, can be thoughtless and immature, but that really stinks that happened. I mean, that crosses a line and makes something personal to me, and I just don't believe in treating people like that. But conversely, like the press conference yesterday, Lawrence, that's the arena that we're in, and there's no coddling or softening. It's time to just be direct. It's just to say, be totally straightforward with what you're asking about, and then see if you can get a straightforward response in return.
And in the case of Matt Nagy, you really can't. And you tried yesterday. You tried with yes or no questions. And that's part of the problem that I want people who listen to understand. We don't have subpoena power. So we can ask and craft questions as well as we think that we can. And they still might lie to us. You know what I mean? Like, you can do your job as a journalist as well as you can in those moments, and there are no consequences other than that person looking bad for them lying to us publicly.
Right. It's not a courtroom. I mean, I think, especially with him lately, you've had to approach it like a courtroom, but it's not. Nobody's sworn in. There's no perjury here. You're allowed legally to lie to the media. And that's why I say that's part of the game.
I'm with you wholeheartedly. Man, have a entertaining time over the next 24 hours there in Detroit.
I will. It's been interesting. You can't say it hasn't been interesting this week.
Hey, I agree with you. I completely agree. It has definitely been of interest to me and to thousands and thousands of others. Be well. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, buddy.
That is Jason Leisure. He covers the Bears for the Chicago Sun-Times. He's great at his job, and I'm glad that he was able to give us some perspective. I promised you fun, right? When I jumped on the microphone 90 minutes ago, I said that we were going to allow ourselves to have some fun. Well, we're going to do that in the next segment. Why? Because I think that we should talk about who's going to take advantage of the Chicago leverage. You're like, what's the Chicago leverage? The Chicago leverage is there's a job opening soon in Chicago. Who's going to use this to get rich? I've got a list of 12 people, and I'm going to share that list with you and welcome you to offer who you might think is going to use the Chicago leverage. We will do that next here on The Score.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Lawrence Holmes, live from Chicago, middays noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
I heard Dan this morning as I was getting ready talking about how tomorrow's Bears game is like a movie. And he was trying to figure out, like, it's a movie that's on and you don't necessarily hate it. It's on in the background, and he's throwing stuff like Die Hard 2 because it's not a good movie. It's like, oh, well, that thing's on. See, to me, no, I think that it's a beautiful disaster that we're going to be watching. And the movie isn't where my mind went for some strange reason. My mind went to Carl Lewis singing the national anthem. And you know, there's going to be a big deal made about the national anthem tomorrow. But my mind went to there, where we know that it's not good. And we're trying not to laugh. But we also can't look away from Carl Lewis singing the national anthem.
And the Rockets, red flag. Uh-oh. The monster singing at gate proof through the night that our flag was still there. I'll make up for it now. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner get waved o'er the land of the free, and the home of the
God, that clapping is get the hell out of here, please. Please get out of here.
And the Rockets, red flag. Uh-oh.
The uh-oh part always makes me laugh. I also love that he's like, I'm going to make up for it in the middle of the song. That's what tomorrow is. Tomorrow is Carl Lewis singing the national anthem. You're going to watch. You know it's bad. And you're going to try and find joy in the bad. Herbie, can I hear the short version just one more time?
And the Rockets, red flag. Uh-oh.
Oh, my God. It's so great. Okay, let me try and compose myself. Uh-oh. So as I stop it.
Uh-oh.
It's so great because it's so terrible. And that's definitely going to be tomorrow. Him at the end of the song, I don't know what it is that he's doing. You know what? Screw it. Herbie, play the long version of it again.
And the Rockets, red flag. Uh-oh. The monster singing at gate proof through the night that our flag was still there. I'll make up for it now.
What are you doing?
Oh, say does that star-spangled for the land of the free. Ugh. And the home of the
a texter asked, is the uh-oh Carl? Yes, it is. Which makes me think, because we probably are talking to there's a younger part of the demo that doesn't know what the hell I'm talking about.
Or who Carl Lewis is.
That's my point. Okay, so Carl Lewis is one of the most decorated American athletes ever. He was the fastest man in the world. And he kind of spun that into celebrity outside of Olympic sports. And people would let him into places. Herbie and I were talking about this during the break. Who vetted this? And did he use some, like, digital magic to put together, like, a tape? Because that's what it would have been back then. a tape of him singing the national anthem. And someone was like, damn, Carl Lewis sounds really good. And then he got out there and gave you that.
And people don't know. This was at a New Jersey Nets Chicago Bulls game with Michael Jordan in the building.
Dying laughing. Like the shot of the Bulls as they pan. Because you know how like the national anthem, Jordan used to sway during the national anthem. Them panning over to the players is one of the best parts of that video. That's what the Bears game is tomorrow, people. This is what it is. It's Carl Lewis. And it's him being bad. Oh, my God. That, you know what? That made my day. Now, there's another soundbite that I want to get to that will also make my day. And it is appropriate. Because I want to talk to you about the Chicago Leverage. The Chicago Leverage. Wait, the texter just said that Carl Lewis is now his ringtone. Perfect. If what we've accomplished today is to introduce an entire generation of people to the Carl Lewis National Anthem, or reminded people that it existed, then I think that we have done a service to and for the Score listener. The Chicago Leverage is whenever there's a job that's open in Chicago for a team that's not great, the city is often used as leverage. Sometimes this happens even with free agency. In 2010, the Chicago Leverage got used. The Bears will now take on the mantle of the Chicago Leverage. Meaning, there's a bunch of coaches that are about to get over on their pro places or their college places because their names are going to be attached to the Bears opening once that job is available. And even now, like now that even though Nagy hasn't been fired, people can see the Sharks are circling. I got a list. Pat Fitzgerald. He has played the Chicago Leverage better than anybody. The man should teach a course in it at Northwestern. Even in a year that's been down for Northwestern football, if he wants to, and even after getting an extension, if he wants to, Pat Fitzgerald could use the Chicago Leverage. His name has been mentioned, and if it's mentioned by Jason Lockenfora, you'll know that I'm right. In connection with this job before, and he can do it again. He is a candidate to use the Chicago Leverage. Brian Daboll, the offensive coordinator in Buffalo, candidate for the Chicago Leverage. Maybe gets him another coach. It gets him a look. Getting interviewed by the Bears gives him, he's a hot commodity anyway, but maybe it gives him some leverage to get what he wants from another organization, whether it's power or more cash. Luke Fickell is on my list. Yeah. He's going to get, if he wants to not be the Cincinnati head coach, he's going to have a plethora of opportunities to not be the head coach. But if he wants to throw out there, hey, I am coveted by pro teams too. I can build a tough team. The Chicago Leverage might be in play for him. Byron Leftwich. Now, this is for a black coach who's a candidate. This is a more dangerous play. Because the jobs don't come open very often. And you aren't given them very often. But if you're Byron Leftwich, you too could play the Chicago Leverage. And then at the end of it, be like, I'm good. I'll wait until Bruce retires.
Literally what I was thinking. I was like, Bruce is like 69 years old. He could say, hey, man, make me assistant head coach and a couple more dollars. I'll stay here.
Yep. Which brings me to another candidate. Josh McDaniels. His name is going to be mentioned for any of the head coaching vacancies that come up. And when you look at the success that the New England offense has had through half of a season, with him doing it with a rookie quarterback, I think that his stock is back to where it was a couple of years ago when people thought that he was some sort of wunderkind. There are plenty of people in the NFL that don't like Josh McDaniels for very good reasons. But he, too, could use the Chicago leverage. Kellen Moore. He should be at the top of any list of head coaching vacancies because of what he's been able to accomplish with the offense in Dallas. He will have his pick of jobs. But I imagine that he will use the Chicago leverage. This one's a wild card for me. Stay with me on this one. Nick Saban. Here's why. Not to be the Bears coach. To be the Bears president of football operations. See, Saban already has it in his contract that if college coaches make more than him, he gets an automatic raise.
Roll damn tide, baby.
The Iron Bowl is this weekend. But what about I'll leave and go back to the pros to go run a football operation like my best friend Bill Belichick? He, too, even in the position that he's in Tuscaloosa, he, too, can use the Chicago leverage. Dabo Swinney. Down year at Clemson, I'm sure that he's probably waiting for Nick Saban to retire so he can come on home to Tuscaloosa, even though he's built this juggernaut at Clemson. He might be looking at the Urban Meyer situation. And maybe Urban's out, and you know what would help him get that job? The Chicago leverage. Oh, I am interested in a pro job. I don't like that these players now get paid at the college level with the NIL stuff. Perhaps I'll take advantage of the Chicago leverage. Mel Tucker. Yes, this is weird because Mel Tucker was a defensive coordinator. There's a rumor that he's going to sign a 10-year deal worth $95 million. He should have signed it before last week's game against Ohio State. But with the success he had at Colorado and the success that he's having at Michigan State and the fact that they're talking about staying married to him for a long time, what better way to come back a conquering hero than for him to use the Chicago leverage? Herbie, drop the soundbite on him.
Just gobble, gobble, gobble turkey from Jive Turkey Gobblers.
That's right. Jive Turkey Gobblers. That is a quote from Jim Harbaugh. Jim Harbaugh is having an excellent season at Michigan. Season's on the line against Ohio State. Everything's in front of him. Unfortunately, Ohio State is also in front of him. But after a year where people thought he was going to get fired, he got an extension at Michigan, which surprised a lot of people. But has there always been the allure to go back to the pros? He's also an ex-Bears quarterback. He also had success in the pros. He also has proven that he can put an offense together at the professional level. He, too, can use the Chicago leverage. And number one on my list, man, this guy will look around and see Mel Tucker get a significant raise. Perhaps Jim Harbaugh used the Chicago leverage to get another significant raise inside of his own conference, inside of his own division, and say, wait a minute, I actually coached the kid who's the quarterback of the Chicago Bears. I know that I can make it work. I know that me and Justin Fields can get this whole thing figured out. Ryan Day is about to get $100 million from somebody. And he's done it with merit. Like, he has built a juggernaut in Columbus. But that doesn't mean that he shouldn't use the Chicago leverage. That's my list of 12. Feel free to add anyone else to the list who you think might benefit from using the Chicago leverage. We'll be back after this on The Score.
Lawrence Holmes live from Chicago, middays noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
I imagine that the Bears in some people's houses up until yesterday were going to relegate the Bears game to background, that it wasn't going to be foreground viewing or listening. It was going to be background. And now I think that you have to watch it a little bit more intently because you have to hear what Joe Buck and Troy Aikman are saying. And you'll have to do some reading between the lines as well. And there will be. You'll have to do some digging in there. Because they are going to be told. There are production meetings that happen between football teams and the broadcasting squad. I imagine that it's probably going on with the Bears and Matt Nagy right now, where he's going to be able to tell his side of the story. And he's going to be able to tell it to them, and they're going to be able to share it with the world. So in a game where I know for me that it was going to be a little bit more background than a Bears game usually is, I'm going to have the volume up tomorrow because we'll now see how Matt Nagy's filtered conversation is going to be relayed to the masses through Fox, and if there is a side of the story that we haven't uncovered yet. And maybe we'll get a refutation of the Mark Conkle report because Troy and Joe will have talked to people by then and they will have a better idea of where things stand. But whether it's Friday or Monday or 3 weeks from now, this can't continue. Then again, we said that about the Bears after last year's playoff exit. So I guess it can. Decker and Ronji are coming up next. Woo! Back after this on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.